There have been several houses on this site, including one that the Sisson family moved to after King Philip's War. A later structure belonged to John Avery Parker, a businessman whom the selectmen regarded as a potential pauper who would rely on town welfare. So he was asked to leave Westport. Within a few years, Parker was the wealthiest man in New Bedford. Theories about the builder of this distinctive stone mansion abound. Perhaps it was built by Humphrey Howland, who used granite blocks hauled by oxen from a nearby quarry. Perhaps, according to legend, Captain Howland spent his entire fortune on the construction, $40,000 to build the house and $11,000 to build the wall. Following the death of Humphrey, his wife ran a tavern from this site. Perhaps its design was influenced by noted architect Russell Warren, who designed the John Avery Parker Mansion in New Bedford. However, a recent scholarship has revealed some new facts. It is likely that this mansion was built by a woman, Rhoda Howland, in 1830, after she had received a large inheritance from her father-in-law, Humphrey Howland. Rhoda became one of the wealthiest residents of Westport, and the stone mansion was an appropriate dwelling for a person of her status. The house passed to Captain Michael Comiskey, and then to the Kirby family, who occupied the house for the next 120 years. Note the crenellated stone wall. Not at all typical of Westport. The gazebo in back of the house is new, but fits in beautifully with this lovely and unusual Greek Revival house.